34 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. With apologies to Applebee's and the many Cinco de Mayo events annually scheduled, now 'tis the proper season to celebrate a Mexican revolution, as every Texan should know, but, well, possibly doesn't, question mark. I mean, it's not that Hollywood hasn't done its part. Big-time actors, including Marlon Brando, Jane Fonda, more recently Antonio Banderas, have immortalized some of the characters and stories of the Mexican Revolution that began November 20th, 1910.
Out of the earth that shook with the cry, Conquistadores, come Zapata, the Robin Hood of Mexico, the man with a circle around his name, a machete in his hand, fire in his blood, and where he rode, they conquered.
But why did Mexicans need a Robin Hood? Well, as the story's been told for generations, the Mexican people were impoverished by the extravagant lifestyle of President Porfirio Diaz, whose dream was to pave Mexico City in marble. UT Austin historian and Mexico expert Matthew Butler says it was in that environment that Emiliano Zapata and Pancho Villa became folk heroes.
The Mexican Revolution had a political aspect, but also a social aspect, which those two figures embodied more than anybody else.
And this is the part of the story where Texas first played a major role. It was 1910, and for the first time, someone had challenged the Diaz presidency. Francisco E. Madero ran for president and lost, but he enraged Diaz so much that he knew his life was in danger. Madero fled to San Antonio, and there he wrote a letter, which historians say lit the fire that started the revolution. Margarita Ariza is an historian in Webb County in southwest Texas. She says when the fight began, many rich Mexican families took refuge in Texas, so many, in fact, that the social fiber of cities like Laredo was forever changed.
This was always predominantly Hispanic, and it still is. And economically as well as politically. So the power bases were always in the Hispanic families.
Their influence was such that they had chapters of Mexican political parties in cities as far north of the border as Central Texas. Butler, the UT historian, says even American journalists followed the troops of Villa and Zapata and wrote about the battles. One such journalist was John Reed, who wrote a book called Insurgent Mexico, a book that turned the spotlight on Pancho Villa.
And presented him not just as a popular hero, but as a figure with whom the U.S. could achieve an understanding.
In fact, in Washington, some hoped Villa might become president. Perceptions on this side of the border were very different from that of Mexicans, however. In Mexico, Villa was seen as a womanizer with trigger-happy fingers. In the 1972 film Pancho Villa, actor Telly Savalas played the role of the controversial revolutionary who tried to gain the respect of U.S. politicians by filming his battles and embedding journalists inside them.
It reads different in the newspapers. It's not Villa on a bandit raid, but General Villa making war.
It was a media-savvy strategy critics might say the U.S. itself learned from. In the end, the dictator Diaz was replaced by what would become the modern Mexican Republic. But the Mexican Revolution, like most revolutions, was a bloodbath that displaced millions of people, some of whom found refuge in Texas. A million people lost their lives in the conflict. Did it make things better? Depends who you ask, but it certainly forged a friendship between Mexico and Texas that endures today. And in a sense, it's a relationship that continues, with Texas a refuge for many as Mexico faces another violent episode in its history.